Today is sunny, high of 89, low tonight of 65. Tomorrow, Thursday, sunny, high of 89. Thursday night, low of 66. Friday, sunny, and then chance of thunderstorms, but a high of 90. Friday night, more chance of thunderstorms, and Saturday as well, partly sunny, and high of 88. Saturday night, thunderstorms, and Sunday again, partly sunny, and chance of more thunderstorms.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good morning. You're listening to Hunterdon Chamber Radio. This is Nicole Smith, and this is Happy to Help. We are on Facebook Live today at Happy Hunterdon, or look up Happy to Help. And I want to just start with a little quote. Every time when I come to the gorgeous studio here at on Main Street in Flemington, there's a church that always has an interesting saying on the marquee. And this week, it says, "One of the deep secrets in life is that all that is really worth doing is what we do for others." So that basically captures the point of the show, Happy to Help. So if you're bored, if you're stuck, if you're static, if you are looking for something to do or looking for some excitement or inspiration in your life, look around in your community, in your church, in your neighborhood, or with your coworkers, and see if there's some way you can help others, and just start with a conversation or an hour a month. And it really is, I believe, the true key to happiness. So get out there and, like I say, get off the couch and start doing something. So today I'm very happy to welcome Lauren Decker, who is one of the co-founders of The Coco, which is a co-working environment. Welcome, Lauren.
Thank you.
And Lauren is, I want you to start with a little bit about your background. You've got a background in philanthropy, and then how that transitioned into founding The Coco.
Sure, absolutely. Well, thank you for having me, Nicole. Nicole has been with us at The Coco since our earliest days, and you're such a great connector of people and have been such an important part of the community we're building. So thank you for having me.
It's really fun.
So as Nicole said, I am one of the co-founders of The Coco, along with four other incredible local women. We opened our doors in the winter of 2019, just this past January, and we are a co-working and collaboration hub for local women. My story, The Coco, in many ways really combines my professional and personal experience. I had two legs to my career before kind of taking on this initiative. The first was in marketing and sales, so I worked for print media for both the Atlantic Monthly and on a relaunch of Life magazine, and also at Kraft Foods on branding for coffee. I went to business school with an eye toward transitioning into the philanthropic sector and was really involved in the social enterprise program there. And so my first role in the nonprofit sector was on the revenue side of grassroots nonprofit in East Harlem called Cristo Rey New York High School. It's part of a larger network of independent schools serving low-income students nationwide. And then I transitioned to leading corporate philanthropy for Barclays North America region. And during the time I was working there, my family moved to Summit, New Jersey. And that started a string of transitions for me. I went from occasionally working from home at Barclays to leaving Barclays to be a stay-at-home mom to two young children, to deciding to start a new initiative local to New Jersey as an independent nonprofit consultant. And it was really that last role that propelled me into what I'm doing now. And it was through that work that I met two of my now partners, Christine Gilfillan and Suzanne Spiro of the MCJ Amelia Foundation in Morristown. And I was talking to them about the possibility of working with them and some of the great work they do in urban transformation in Newark. And decided that, or they shared with me that what they thought I might consider getting involved with was this idea they had around a women's focused co-working space. And I think this was a Friday that I met with them, and incidentally they had a focus group on a Wednesday, and I said, I'll be there. Because at the time, I was working as a freelancer, building this business that gave me the flexibility I need. I didn't have to do the commute anymore, but I was working from my office in my attic and feeling isolated and feeling like the things that I missed about my environment working at Barclays and Cristo Rey and other organizations was being part part of a team, having camaraderie, having the energy and creativity of that. And so I said, I'll be there. And I went to that focus group and met who are now my co-founders, amazing action-oriented women, including Lynn Pagano and Suzanne Willen, who are my day-to-day operating partners in the co-working space. And they were launching this focus group because over several years they had had the idea of sort of bringing together the incredibly talented women in our community. New York City obviously is a draw for people from all over the country, incredibly ambitious, well-educated families and women especially. And that energy, they felt like they could be tapping into more. And in fact, they had read about WeWork and the Wing, the WeWork had recently invested in the Wing, and they decided if we're going to do this, now's the time. And so they had this focus group. I attended the focus group, and their focus at the time was among women who were approaching being empty nesters and thinking about kind of what was the next step in their own purpose. And then I attended the group, and I have young children in preschool, and I said, you know, this is absolutely needed for this subset of women, but it's also absolutely needed for mothers of young children. So we had a second focus group with that group of women, and it was equally well received. And we continued to research as a team and do a lot of due diligence on the industry, et cetera. And then we had an event last fall that was really pivotal in kind of proving the need for the space, and we launched in January.
Incredible. It's such a wonderful space, and you brought up WeWork. So WeWork started, I believe, 10 years ago in New York City, and it brings in, it's all over the world now, I believe, mm-hmm. And this is the wave of the future. It's the working space of the future, and I love the camaraderie and the women focus and people. I don't know if people realize, but there's the statistics been out there for a few years that as of 2020, which is just a few months away, 50% of the workforce is going to be freelancers. So the flexibility, the technology, but we're still all craving community.
Absolutely.
And that's what you're building in Summit, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think especially in the suburbs, there are a lot of options for co-working spaces in the city, but they're just cropping up in the suburbs. And in fact, women's focus spaces are even newer in the suburbs. And I think Summit, again, being a hub for folks who most likely started in the New York City metropolitan area, once you go through different life transitions, one of them having a family, people are looking for a different kind of work that might be different than what their corporate job had been. So we're serving a number of different types of members. Some are entirely remote. So we have a member who works in finance, and her job is entirely remote. Another who works in hospitality. And so they love the COCO as a place to show up and do their work where they're surrounded by other like-minded people who are doing great things and are there to support and encourage them. We have members who work full-time in the city but work from home 1 or 2 days a week to avoid the commute and to be able to be at the end of the day with their families. One of our members works for a technology company, and she hosts an international video call every Friday from our conference room. So that's kind of one category. The majority of our members are female founders, so they are at a point in their business, maybe their business is a few years old, and they're ready to invest. And they've tried a lot of the other options that are available, working from home, working in a coffee shop, working at the public library, and they're ready. They need a community of supporters, resources, and a pipeline for their business. So the COCO provides that as well. You can promote your business within our app, in our email blast. You're meeting people all the time. Our members can host office hours. So it gives our members a sense of who is next in their sales pipeline, and perhaps that's within our community. And our co-founders, we work hard to help forge those connections to help support our members' businesses. So among our founders, we have a woman who leads a PR company, a woman who leads a marketing company, a woman who started a blog that has a national following. And then we have a category of women who are figuring it out. So whether they're a mom of young children who recently left the workforce and are looking toward what their in-between job might be and kind of want to keep a toe in the water professionally, or if it's a woman who's taken a significant career break and is looking to get back into the workforce, or we have a number of members who are extremely involved in the nonprofit sector, either as nonprofit leaders or as board members, and host all of their board meetings in our space. So it's a real collaboration hub, and we get such positive energy out of our incredible members and their stories.
It is. The energy is amazing in the space, and the space is gorgeous. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, but before we do, why don't we give everybody the, it's the co-co.com, right?
Correct.
Yep. Thecoco.com, and you're on Instagram, same thing, same.
@thecoconj.
Okay, and then Facebook, I've tagged you on Facebook on the show, so if you want to check out The Coco, do so on social media, and we will be right back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good. Good morning. This is Nicole Smith. You're listening to Happy to Help on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Today, we are talking with Lauren Decker. She's the co-founder of The Coco, which is a co-working space in Summit, New Jersey. You can email them at team@thecoco.com, and it's theco-co.com. Co-co.com, and it's at 115 Summit Avenue, and it's an incredible space, and the co-working environment has been growing and building over the last decade or so, and getting ready to embrace and facilitate and enhance this the rise of freelancers and the way that the working environment is changing in the world today. And I wanted to, one of the big things that draws people to these spaces is that they're basically absolutely gorgeous with the natural light and the design and everything. So take us on a walk through your space and all the amenities it offers, and also people can come for a tour for themselves as well, right?
Of course, absolutely. So as I mentioned, we did a few focus groups before we launched, and there were three things that everyone wanted. One was natural light. So if this is an alternative to working from home, people wanted a reason to show up to a place that is inspiring. So we were lucky enough to find a freestanding building in downtown Summit that is surrounded by windows, so the light sort of pours in. A downtown location. So we actually looked at a lot of different real estate options, some of which were kind of outside of a downtown setting in a bigger setting and provided other amenities like on-site gyms, et cetera. But our members really wanted a downtown setting so that they could mix in this with what's working in the rest of their life. So they could do a school pickup, or they could have a client meeting in the city and then come to us. So we're very close to the train station in Summit, and we have a parking lot across the street. And then good coffee. Everyone wanted good coffee.
Amen to that.
Right, exactly. So that was kind of, at least at a high level, some of our to-dos. And so if you were to walk into our space, you'd be greeted by one of our team members or co-founders. And then as you walk through the space, it's sort of a beautiful, open design. We worked with Studio 1200, which is a women-led design firm in Millburn, and they helped us design the space. And we were inspired by a lot of women's-focused co-working spaces, including The Wing, and the Hivory, which is out on the West Coast. And the idea is that we wanted to have a beautifully designed open setting because we're serving a lot of entrepreneurs and solopreneurs who their alternative is working from home alone. So it's not actually appealing to them to come to a place where they have a cubicle and they're kind of sectioned off from everyone else. So it's sort of like a coffee shop environment with tables and privacy chairs, et cetera. And then as you continue to walk back, you'll see our conference room, which is included in membership. And then on the right, we have these privacy phone booths because kind of a throwback there. But what people have found is when they've worked in coffee shops or otherwise, you know, it's great to be among people and collaborating, but there's times when you just need privacy for a quiet call. So whether you want to schedule that when you know you have a call coming, or if you get an unexpected call and you need a little privacy, you can kind of pop into that. And then as you continue through the space is our cafe, and there's free coffee and snacks. And kind of smiling people all around.
Yeah, that's amazing. And you said coffee is, you have different events. You're building community. It's not just come in and hang out and collaborate, which is amazing, but you also facilitate those conversations and get people talking together and working together through the various cohorts you host. And I think one of them is coffee and conversation, right? So start mm-hmm. taking us, you have a whole calendar of events that people can either come ad hoc to, which I joined the writing cohort once a month, which is really fun, or panels and different things. So kind of walk us through the calendar of monthly events that you host.
Absolutely. So our mission is twofold. It's really co-working and co-learning because we hope to support women wherever they are on their journey of life and career. And so on the co-working side, obviously we have the space. It's a physical space. People have a demand for that. But co-learning is core to what we're doing on every level. And so that can be skill building. So or it could be networking, or it could just be fun. So we have workshops coming up. We have a program called Camp Coco this summer, whereby the idea is to kind of refresh and realign for the fall so that as you go into the fall, you're ready. You're not just thinking about everyone else in your life, but what do you need to do to get organized and ready for fall? So we have a LinkedIn workshop, a social media workshop, one on personal branding, et cetera. And then we have a series on social impact, which is one that's obviously close to my heart and kind of resonates with all of our co-founders. So each of us have ties to the nonprofit community. Among our leadership team, we have foundation leaders, board members, volunteers, et cetera. And so we're committed to kind of bringing the community within our four walls, connections to the outward community, and also increasing the depth of talent and diversity within our own membership. And so we've hosted one of these social impact panels on May 1st. We're going to have another one in 2 weeks on July 10th and another one coming up in the fall. The one on May 1st was on the topic of educational inequity in New Jersey, and it was an incredible panel of four leaders in the education space from KIPP, Teach for America, Jersey CAN, the advocacy organization, and I'm forgetting.
Akbar. I was there.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Akbar Cook from Westside High School. And Akbar is an incredible human being and leads a high school in Newark. And just a week after we featured Akbar and he talked about his model, Oprah decided to stop by for his Friday Night Lights and give him a surprise gift. So he's very
much $500,000,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So. No small feat.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yes.
So. That's so exciting. I was there. It was amazing. And just hearing, because education is near and dear to my heart with the Room to Read work, but this is New Jersey and all that they're doing there. So it was, it's amazing. Or here, I should say.
Right. And it was really, I think, for us, an illustration of our mission, because we had these incredible leaders who were educating our membership on an issue, and the people in the audience were equally curious and well-informed and were asking incredible questions that ranged from, you know, tell me about your teacher pipeline, to how do you support the mental health of the social workers who are serving these high-risk youth. So it was a fantastic conversation. And 2 weeks from today, we're going to have a panel on women's health and empowering women at every stage of their life journey, with panelists including two from RWJ Barnabas, one who focuses on women's health and the other one on behavioral health. And then Sita Kedia, who's from Palm Health and takes more of a holistic approach. She's a neurologist and their chief medical officer. And then Carrie Lagoso, who runs the Greater Newark Healthcare Healthcare Coalition. And so from the policy side, she brings a lot of knowledge as well. So I think it'll be a fascinating conversation. And we had a call early this week where they previewed some of the content. And they are the foremost leaders in their field in New Jersey and are going to give us a lot of a sense of how we can take care of ourselves at every life stage.
So it's July 10th at 7 p.m.?
Correct.
Yeah. Yes. And you can sign up. You can go check out the space, check out these amazing women, get your life on track, get some health and wellness into your life. Yeah. That's great. Well, we often, as moms and mothers and or mothers and females, and we often neglect to take care of ourselves first, it should be flipped. If you take care of yourself first, then you have more energy to help everybody else. That's my motto anyway.
Absolutely.
So that's cocktails and conversation, and then you have coffee and conversation, and then don't you have different speakers come at various times about entrepreneurship and different things. So what else do we have coming up at the COCO?
Absolutely. So we have something called the Thursday Conversation. So every Thursday there's a different focus. So Nicole's mentioned our writers cohort. We have an entrepreneur cohort. We just had a fantastic gathering of the entrepreneur cohort, which was for female founders to come and just chat with one another and share sort of challenges and help each other. We have a lot of fun events. So beyond kind of content, our members just want to network and have fun and meet new people in our community. And so we have an event coming up on July 16th, which is a ladies' night out. And we'll have a women-led band, Tori Erstwhile and the Montes. And then a woman in Montclair who launched an organic cafe and is considering the possibility of bringing that cafe to Summit will be there to cater with Frosé, and it's called Joyous, and she's delightful.
Fun. Mm-hmm. So coffee, cocktails, and good food. What more do we need to say?
Right, exactly.
The conversation. Exactly. No, that's great. And can we talk a little bit more about your co-founders, who are all amazing women, and a little bit about their backgrounds and what kind of gelled you all together? Did everyone kind of just – was it hard to pick the core five, or it just kind of came together naturally?
Well, I think – our mission is to support women at every stage of their life and career journey. And so I think our founding team really reflects that. So we have a diversity of perspectives and have all had kind of different legs to our career and life. And so Christine and Suzanne are running an incredible foundation every day, and they're really at the heart of the education work and all of the kind of high-profile efforts in New Jersey from a philanthropic perspective. And then Suzanne and Lynn, who we are day-to-day in the space, getting to know all of our members. Lynn's story is that she went to Villanova and trained as a lawyer, worked as a lawyer, then took time off for a career break to be an active mom with her three children, went back to school to be a social worker, did that for a number of years, and is now a founder. Mm-hmm. And so her journey is like the journey of many of our members. There's lots of transition points, and our mission is to help make it easier to make those transitions with more freedom and less doubt, and that there's a community of people surrounding you to help you make those transitions. Suzanne Whelan also has a number of legs to her career. So she started out working for IBM in the training program there, went on to pursue business school herself, and then took an opportunity at a company called ComDisco, which was kind of at the height of the dot-com era, and then took some time off to raise her three children and became incredibly active in her community, as did Lynn. Then started her own business doing coaching, and she's pursuing her coaching certification, and now she's a founder. So I think because our founders have kind of gone on their own journey of life and career, anyone who walks through that door, we feel a connection with, and there's no judgment, kind of whatever choice you're making at that time. Just know that when you're ready to take a step in the direction of whatever's next for you, this is here as a resource, whether that's today or 5 years from now or 15 years ago. And that's the hope that we want to give to our members, a peace of mind that we're there to have their back.
Yes, and it is a very warm, welcoming environment, because I'm always very conscious of the vibe of different places, and the vibe is amazing when you walk in. I mean, everyone greets you, they smile, they are helpful and answering questions, and the sunlight pours in, and the community is there. It has a very collaborative, uplifting, very, very warm vibe, and there's an excitement in the air.
Thank you.
It's very fun. So let's see, what else do we've got? going. Why don't we talk a little bit about some of your members? Because you've got a couple authors, you've got, I think, some marketing people that, yeah, they just saw the space and they're hungry for community and collaboration and other women. So if you don't have to name names, but if you want to talk about a few of your clients and what how they conveyed to you that they're happy to be in the space.
Oh, absolutely. So I can speak about Moira McCullough, who yes. runs a company called College Scoops. And their ambition is when you're going as a family to visit colleges to make it a more fun experience. And so they do guides for different cities when you go to each of these towns to see colleges. And she's wonderful and taking her business to the next level. In fact, in one of our entrepreneur cohorts, she got an insight for her website, which she had just relaunched. So it was kind of exciting to be there with her for that. Another moment that we got to experience with a member, Melanie Curtis, who recently published a book. She's a professional skydiver and also an executive coach who advises others on overcoming fear. And we were there when she was in the space when she found out that her book had been listed on Amazon. So nice. I was so excited to share that moment with her. Amy Radin, who is also an author. She spent her career in innovation at Citibank and is now on a second leg of her career supporting entrepreneurs, et cetera. And she's a force herself and has been a wonderful yeah. part of our membership.
Yeah, she's amazing. She rose within the corporate world at a time when many women weren't. I mean, she was at American Express, E-Trade, Citibank. Like, she's been all over, and now she's shared that knowledge in her book. Game Changers, I think, or the Change Makers.
The Change Makers
playbook. That's yes. It. Yes. So, yeah, I need to have her on the show too. So, and I think I've got more scheduled on the show in the future, but collegescoops.com is very cool. And she likes to say it's where you eat, stay, and play when you're going to visit college campuses, and it makes it really fun. And the other fun thing is that when I met her a few years ago and she was just starting to populate all these, because she has parents of students and also students at the universities themselves. Give you all the scoops on where the best coffee place, best ice cream, best burger, best yoga, best, you know. And so my daughter got to populate her college bio there. So that was pretty fun.
Oh, wow, that's
yeah,
great.
Yeah. So, it's definitely a good opportunity to, or a good resource if you're in the college search process, right? Mm-hmm. And as the kids start going to college, I have talked to so many moms who were like, oh my gosh, I wish I would have had more kids because now I have nothing to do. Mm-hmm. And they're kind of nervous. They want to do something, but they don't know what. So the COCO is a space to come explore.
Exactly. Yeah?
You can just come to one of the events, meet some people, check it out, and you'd be surprised how the connections and the networking starts flowing, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's see. What else can we cover here? You have community breakfast. Is that for members only? I can't remember. So
yes. Okay. So I could talk a little bit about the membership.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So to your point, Nicole, if folks just want to start, they're ready, they're curious, and they want to start somewhere, they can just come to our event. So a number of our events are open for buying tickets. So whatever it is you're curious about, we probably have an event on that and a community to support you. If you're ready to join as a member, we have a community membership, which includes all of the events and programming. You have a profile on our app. You're able to communicate with people through the app, network with people, and it's a pipeline for your business. So you can advertise things that are happening in your nonprofit, come to our upcoming fundraiser, or events that are happening in your business. And so that's our community membership. And then we have three co-working memberships. The first is called Grow With Us, and it's kind of a step in the direction of co-working. So it's about three co-working days a month, and that includes conference room time. So it's an incremental $75 to the community membership, but you get a chance to be in the space. And what we've learned, being at this for about 6 months now, is that a lot of the energy and possibility happens day-to-day in the space when you're seeing people over and over again. And that's what makes us different than a networking organization, because you're building relationships over time. You're coming in, you're seeing people. And in fact, as co-founders, we take seriously our role in helping you on your journey. So there's someone who's got your back and really cares about your business and what your goals are. So as part of membership, we do an onboarding, which is really a one-on-one consultation with one of the co-founders to understand what your goals are for membership and your business or whatever it is you're building. And then we have two other levels of membership from there for co-working. One is part-time, and that's 2 days a week. And people generally schedule their COCO days. So we have another executive coach who, she says, Tuesday and Thursday are my co-working days. I'll always be at the COCO. And then we have full-time membership. If you want to run your business out of the COCO, you have a business mailing address, et cetera. So it really runs the gamut of where you are on your journey of life and career. And everyone's welcome. And we're here as a resource when everyone's ready.
Yeah, there's so many options. And it is just an incredible resource and comfortable place to kind of be tentative, but also have some good guidance from you. I love the onboarding concept. And can you share with us, I know it sounds like it all came together and you guys are rocking it and it's wonderful, but I'm sure, were there some bumps along the road when you were actually making this happen? Because, I mean, everything's always easier than it looks, right?
Oh, yeah. It's been a journey, which is a word that I've said a lot.
Well, so, but I think people need to hear that. It's all not like rose petals and, you know, it's definitely some tough times getting there, but you've persevered. So if you want to share any stories about that, if you can, it'd be fun.
Absolutely. So the three of us, we're new to entrepreneurship, and we're doing this day-to-day and learning about entrepreneurship. And every day, you're learning something entirely new. Here, we're renting a building. So, all right, we have to think about insurance. We have to think about when it snows. What are we going to do with the leaves are clogging the drain here. All of these. So it's everything goes into it. And every day, all the technology platforms we use. So we're constantly learning. For us, what was really a pivotal moment for us, so we had been in research mode, and we had Zoom calls at 7:30 a.m. once a week with this team of, we're now five co-founders. And we had an event last fall where we decided, you know, we've had focus groups. We really want to build this concept, but we had gotten some advice that you should build the community first. Okay. And before you open the doors to your beautiful space. And so we wanted to host an event to continue to build the community. And so we announced this idea. And that night, we offered people the opportunity to get involved as charter members. And so this was before we had the keys to the space. And it would include coaching and some access to events, a salon dinner, et cetera. And it was an experiment for us. And so we shared this opportunity with people. And that night, 70 people signed up as charter members.
Wow.
So on one hand, we said, this is needed. It's a proven concept. On the other side, we said, okay, I guess we're doing this.
So no going back.
No turning back. And in fact, we had engaged a business coach from the Hivory. The woman who runs the Hivory is incredible, and it's a very like-minded space. They've been in business for 5 years out in Mill Valley, California. And so she had coached us at kind of that pivotal point when we were ready to go public with this idea. And we always laugh about this email she sent us because she said, all right, you got the keys, you're doing this. And she said, I have to tell you, I consult a lot of people, but you're one of the only ones that's actually gone into business. We said, oh, no, what have we done? But it's been fantastic, and it's proved to us again and again that people are thirsting for this, and we just want to be here whenever people need this.
Yeah, and I think people need to remember that life begins outside your comfort zone, and growth begins outside your comfort zone. So if you can just take a step, even though it might be scary or you're not sure how it's going to turn out, you know, you grow when you fail, and you grow when you work with others. So what would you tell people that are maybe considering doing something different, or what have some of your members said? What was the final thing that happened that made them show up at your door for a tour, or what got them going, or was it a post, or was it just something, somebody they talked to? What have people told you?
I would tell people to just keep taking steps in the direction of whatever it is you're building. Sitting at home and thinking, oh, I want to do something, but I'm not sure, it's not going to get you anywhere. So if you show up somewhere and there's people who are excited that you're there and are encouraging you along the way, you're going to get a lot further. And I experienced that myself. I was trying to build this thing as a freelancer and feeling alone in it. And if I hadn't pursued that path and figured it out along the way, I wouldn't have met Christine and Suzanne, who are now my partners. And so I'd say keep at it. And when opportunities come up, jump on them, because it's harder to create those opportunities on your own. It could take 8 months for someone to respond to an email. But if you meet the right person and they have the right energy and they see a potential in you, take that step, even if it's not the right time. Just keep going forward.
Mm-hmm. And don't they say that half of success in life is merely showing up, right?
Right.
Showing up at the space, right?
Yes.
Yes. And do you offer tours all the, you book it right online, right? TheCoCo.com. Just, you can book a tour. Are they in the mornings usually or all over the place? I forget how you offer those.
Yeah, it's just www.thecoco.com/tour. And we run tours on Tuesday mornings and Friday mornings.
And The other thing that I learned about co-working spaces is some of them kind of have a niche co-working or niche, and some focused on tech, like Tiger Labs in Princeton or other ones, or artists. But yours is probably, when you say primarily, a women-focused. Mm-hmm. But men are still welcome to join, right?
Correct. We're not women-exclusive. Men are welcome to join, absolutely.
But that's kind of your vibe because we've followed what the Hivory does, right? Is there anything that the Hivory is doing that you hope to implement in the future since they're a little bit farther along?
That's a great question.
Yeah. No, I'm just curious.
It's cool to see where they've gone in 5 years and the stories of their members, because they've really gotten to be a part of the success of their members' businesses. And that's the thing that gets me so excited about this. Every time I have one of those onboarding conversations and I understand where somebody is today and where they hope to be in a year, 5 years from now, what's really motivating them. So to be able to see that through over 5 years and to see some of the transformations that might happen from what was just an idea and something that seemed scary at the time to someone who's on the other side of it and is a thriving entrepreneur and has built this idea that they're so proud of, to have some small part in that is an honor.
Yeah, that's really cool. Well, the way I found out about the Coco was through Morph Mom.
Right.
So do you want to talk about your Morph Mom relationship, morphmom.com, and how that came about? And then we can talk about the podcast from the studio or from your space and things like that. So how did you guys meet Kathleen?
It's so funny because I actually met Kathleen in a past life. So she and I have a mutual friend and got to know each other at Cristo Rey when I was at Cristo Rey in East Harlem. We both went to Georgetown. And she's so involved in the Georgetown Network and is amazing and was one of the first people that I met in Summit, New Jersey. So again, that was when this opportunity came along. Kathleen was involved in helping us shape the mission for this, given all of her experience with Morph Mom, and they continue to be a strategic partner with us. So Kathleen runs her radio show on Thursday evenings. She's hosted one incredible one, thanks to an introduction from Nicole at the Coco Space, and we'll have two coming up in the next several months. One that'll be on the topic of burnout, with one of our members, Andrea Mullen, who runs a PR firm called Victory PR. And they are a fantastic partner. We were at their conference just recently in Montclair, and the community that they're building is really a model for us as far as helping people wherever they are on their journey.
Yeah, so we'll just give a shout out to morphmom.com, and they have a club called or a group called What's Next, mm-hmm. where it even, again, another collaborative group that helps you identify. It's more, I think, in-depth hands-on coaching for people to figure out what they want to do. And she's had different conferences in Morristown, Westfield, Montclair, and they have business owners come in and talk about how they got where they were and the career transitions that they went through. And she does do a weekly podcast called Morph Mom Moments. Is mm-hmm. that what it is? And so I'm hoping, I'd love to have her do her next conference in Princeton. I think Princeton's the next logical step. So we'll see. I don't know. So
and she also has a new platform called The Club.
That's
right. So if you don't live nearby to some of the conferences, you can get access to all of the content through The Club.
Yep, I'm on The Club.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I joined. Well, I love being on the groundbreaking, you know, steps of these incredible organizations. So it's fun. It's like I told Juan, who was the author, that Juan knows. She was on the show about her book, of Monkey Bridges and Banh Mi Sandwiches. I said, in 5 years, you're going to be an overnight success, right?
Yes, exactly.
It takes time to build up that overnight success phenomenon. So, all right, well, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
The traffic is stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 in Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get
get involved.
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good morning. This is Happy to Help on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. We are talking with Lauren Decker, who's one of the co-founders of The Coco. It's a collaborative co-learning and co-working space community in Summit, New Jersey. You can email them team@thecoco.com, and The Coco is theco-co.com. They're at 115 Summit Avenue. You can give them a call, 908-516-2099. And it's five women who have created this incredible space, a co-working space. You can do conference rooms there. You can run your conference calls there. You can run your business out of there. You can have your board meetings there. And they've got an incredible array of memberships to allow you to start slowly, just kind of feel your way, and then maybe grow and change your membership as your business grows, or as you find all the lovely things that come from being in this space and being in this community. And I go once a month to the cohort, the writing cohort, so you can go on an ad hoc basis and buy a ticket to either a panel or a networking event or one of these cohorts. And maybe I'll up my membership later, depending on how much time I have. But it's definitely been an incredible resource for me. And I got Lauren to come on the show today to tell us all about it. So you want to walk through maybe, again, some more stories of how or we were going to talk more about the philanthropic core of The Coco and how that has expanded. Right?
Absolutely. So I, given all the wonderful guests that you have on this show and their involvement in the nonprofit community, I wanted to mention the nonprofit membership. So that's 10% off any membership level if you're a nonprofit. And I think we've really seen a cohort develop of nonprofit leaders. And this is a platform for them to share what they have going on, but also to support one another in their endeavors and to feel like they're supported as their own, as entrepreneurs themselves in what they're building. So I think that's been terrific. And we have, I mentioned the panel on July 10th on Women's Health. We have another one coming up in the fall with Maggie Doyne. Do you know Maggie Doyne?
Yes, I do.
She's incredible. She was named a CNN Hero of the Year in 2015. And she's originally from Mendham. Mm-hmm. And when she was 19 years old, she founded an orphanage in Nepal. And it's really grown. She's now really an international philanthropist and encourages people to just go and take a step in making a difference. So she'll be with us in the fall. So in general, I mean, you mentioned about entrepreneurship. I think that's where we're really seeing the value is in people supporting one another. And Suzanne Lynn and I have learned a lot about that along the way and how we support each other. So one of the books that came up through the writers cohort was called Work Wives.
So
we always have each other's back. And I think that that is kind of mirrored in the larger community. And so we've kind of, on our journey of entrepreneurship, found ways to support each other as we balance this exciting project with our family lives and taking care of ourselves, all of those things together. So it's been a journey for us, and we've been grateful for the community of members who we've gotten to know as new entrepreneurs ourselves. So it's really kind of a cyclical relationship.
Yeah, and I think the flexibility is great because the other women, they've raised their kids, but they've been there. They know what it's like to have little kids. And so if something comes up with whether it's bigger kid, little kid, issues, whatever, family, I mean, it's just everyone's understanding and they're willing to help and pitch in, right? It's just it's what we do, right?
Absolutely. It's the first job that I've ever had that I feel like I can bring my whole self to work. And I think our members feel the same way, where they're coming after a yoga class or after school pickup or on their way to a meeting in the city. No matter where they are, they're welcome here. And like you said, I am so grateful for Lynn and Suzanne, who are a little bit further along than I am in raising their children. And the stuff that I'm sweating now, they realize they're small potatoes. And so they can talk me off the ledge and we can support each other in all of those transitions. And they're going through those transitions now, too, as they have kids going through college and expecting to go to college and navigating the real world. And so I admire them and I'm learning from them every day, not just as professionals, but as mothers.
Yeah, and I think that's what we all want. We just all want someone to say, hey, you know, I've been there, or you're not alone, or it's going to be okay. You just need some, you know, somebody that speaks your language and then can offer you some support and some help. And even if it's just a hug or a quick conversation to just let you vent. So it's such a great environment. And the other fun thing was when I showed up one day, there was a pop-up clothing sale. So I got a really cool dress when I was there. So you do some things like that too, right?
We do. Yeah. Actually, I should mention we're having a pop-up boutique on December 4th. This is a long way out.
That's okay.
For both nonprofits and product and service-based businesses. So we're going to have kind of tables lining the room. It'll be a cocktail party atmosphere, but people can come and share the mission of their organization or the product that they're launching.
I need to have a room to read booth on that day.
Yes, absolutely.
I will be there. I'll mark it on my calendar now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so there's always fun conversations and people. And then you've even got an intern working this summer, right? You want to talk about the intern?
Yeah, Zoe. Zoe is incredible. And Mary Pagano. So we have two interns, one of whom is, it's a family business. It's Lynn's daughter, Mary, who went to Georgetown, which is my alma mater.
Yeah.
So, and she's incredible. She's on the lacrosse team there and has been a great part of our team. And also Zoe, who just joined us, she goes to Lafayette, which is where my husband went. So I feel a connection there. But we were introduced to Zoe through one of our early members who came to our pop-up before we even launched the idea. We had a pop-up co-working event in Mondo in downtown Summit. And she introduced us to Zoe because Zoe was looking for an internship. So when you think about the range of our team from college age through, you know, kids who are in the real world, we're all supporting each other. Actually, we're having an event on July 8th where we're hosting the Kent Place School. They have a girls' leadership initiative.
Yes.
And so they're going to come and kind of learn about entrepreneurship. And I just think it's such a beautiful moment to show them, you know, growing up, you just see kind of, you have static ideas about what careers might look like. And so to share with them that all of the women here have gone in lots of different directions, and it's not, I have to know what I want to be when I grow up. It's going to change over time. And I hope that that gives them a little relief from the pressure that they feel to have it all figured out. And so that's where we hope to kind of make this a cyclical thing, because if they can learn from seeing other models of, if I want to take a career break to be with my kids, that's okay, because there are other entry points. Or if I want to do a corporate career for the entirety, that's okay too. There are women here who have taken that path. And so we're not judging each other. We're not judging our choices. But wherever you are and whatever choice you've made, we're here to support you.
Yeah, and that makes total sense. I've talked about that before, that you cannot be what you cannot see. So that's why it's so important to have role models and be exposed to that. And we talked about that when Ruth Decker, who is, she's the one that works for Blink Now,
yes.
And she was on the show, and that she was talking about a young woman in Nepal who saw one of the accountants and said, I want to be that. I can be that. So, you know, if you have a role model, and the GLI at Kent Place is amazing. Kent Place, an all-girls summit, or all-girls school in Summit, and I've spoken there about Room to Read before a couple times. Yeah. So they're very, very proactive and very embracing of girls and careers and women and growth. And yeah, it's a great place.
Well, then here, these young women can come and kind of perhaps be a little vulnerable and ask questions that they wouldn't ask in other settings. And that same thing's happening with our members. So we have our cohorts in our conference room, and the door's closed, and there's about 10 to 15 people in there. And people have shared their triumphs, but they've also shared their challenges. And so to have that forum where you can be honest about what it's like to build something new and how it feels along the way, and to get supported with either skills in that or just other people who've been there and can tell you, I've walked in your shoes, and guess what? Here I am today, 5 years later, and this is what I'm proud of.
Yeah, and the writing cohort is so fun too, because we've got, you know, women in there that, you know, have gotten published or just published, or one that got her, after so much work, got hers turned down, mm-hmm. and different things. But it's such a good resource, because like you said, you're celebrating the triumphs, and but also being a listening ear, a sensitive ear to people that are kind of going through some setbacks, or all the mom stuff comes up and I'm trying to get this deadline, but then I've got the kid issues. And so most people have been there or are there, or you know, they totally understand. And so it's definitely a great outlet.
Well, and actually, I should mention the member exclusive events, because I was sharing that there are some that okay. are open to the public,
yep.
and others that are member exclusive, and that sure. includes our member breakfast, which is once a month. And this summer, we're inviting all of our members who come for the breakfast to have complimentary co-working afterwards, so they can stay for the day. And at that breakfast, we share good news. So people all go around and introduce themselves and share something big that's happened. So we have our member breakfast and also office hours. So experts will share their expertise, and people can sign up just like you did in college for 20 minutes to meet with an expert. So we've had web designers. We've had lawyers with expertise in LLCs. We've had doctors. So it's a moment for our members to kind of get a little insight that might propel them forward, and then maybe they continue the relationship with this professional as well.
Yeah, and do you still do any kind of focus groups to figure out where you're going or what people like or don't like, or surveys or things like that currently?
Well, we just had last week, we did a kind of a six-month review. And Suzanne's analogy, which I thought was really apt for this, was we started this like it's a science project, and we had a hypothesis of who would need it and why, et cetera. But now we have this healthy, thriving membership of incredible people, and we can look and see who is coming to us. And so we just did kind of that look back to understand where we should go forward. And our next phase is, now that we're 6 months in, let's do focus groups, let's do surveys to really elicit more feedback, because this is a community and we're building it alongside our members. And so they've given us feedback along the way because we're in the space with them, and we have a suggestion box. You can make a suggestion on our app. But we want to gather people in community to get that feedback as well.
Yeah, I think community is key here, because I've said that a lot. Philanthropy is the new community as far as I'm concerned, because people that are struggling or lost or lonely, you can find a philanthropic community just by donating a couple hours, and you're part of a team, you're part of a group. And so you're doing that as a co-working space, co-learning space, philanthropic space. So you're definitely in the core of community in so many ways. Yeah. So that's amazing. What else was I going to ask? You've got, I lost my train of thought, but you've got all these women there that are helping each other, and the young women and the, oh, I know what I was going to say. So what I like to do on this show too is to focus on or suggest gifts mm-hmm. that are meaningful other than just stuff. So, you know, the teachers and all that, school's finally over, summer's here. But I was just suggesting that if there's a big anniversary coming up, maybe someone wants to get their wife or their husband a membership to the COCO, or a trial membership.
Absolutely.
Right? Wouldn't that be a great transformational milestone gift? Is say, hey, you know, we've been together 20 years and the kids are kind of doing all right. And, you know, if you want to explore any new things, how about a membership to the COCO?
Absolutely. Well, you know, and that's so interesting, because there's a psychology to that too, because we find that it can be a hurdle for women to invest in themselves.
Right.
And so kind of almost feeling like they need to ask permission of themselves to make that investment. So if someone gifts it to you, that makes that decision easy.
Yeah, and now is the time to focus on you, whether you're younger or older or just wanting to do something different. It's so invigorating, because people always say to me, how do you have so much energy? How do you have so much enthusiasm? It's because I love everything I'm doing. It's so much fun. And instead of draining me, it completely infuses me with energy. Right. Wouldn't you say the COCO's done the same for you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think people sometimes think they have to come to us when they have it all figured out, but none of us have it figured out. We're learning every day, and it's just taking steps forward.
Yeah. So let's see. Oh, I also noticed when I was looking around that there's a co-working magazine.
So, that's news to me.
Yeah. So I think it might be online. So there's co-working mag. And then I also discovered that, so a lot of people are coming in, whether you're a PR person, a lawyer, an author, or any kind of freelancer. There's also, it says some of the corporations are also buying memberships for their people that work from home. I think you may have said you've got a couple people like that, because if they can, they do want to work from home, but it can only be more of a benefit if you're connecting with more people and working in an environment you enjoy.
Absolutely.
Without the commute. So,
right,
yeah.
Exactly. And I think a lot of companies, for cost savings and other reasons, have shrunk their investment in real estate and encourage people to work from home. Yeah. And then others have raised their hand because they want the flexibility and want to work from home. And technology affords that. But what I think we're seeing is a backlash to that. If 50% of the economy is freelancers, they're all working home alone. And that's not how we're wired. We're wired for connection. And so I think companies are starting to realize that and support people so that when they're working from home, that they feel invigorated and that they have the resources that they need.
Yeah, like we keep saying, we all thrive on community. We thrive on human connection. And as I always like to say, we thrive on giving to others, because that's kind of how we're wired as well. Absolutely. So even though you may think you're an introvert and a loner and a cave dweller, maybe you do need, I mean, we all have different degrees of that, where, you know, I'm a hyper extrovert, which is really annoying a lot of times for people, but you do need some human interaction at some point. So maybe even if you're nearing retirement, you're just starting out, you're having kids, your kids are leaving, you're nearing retirement, you're looking for a change, the COCO is a really great place to explore any and all of the above. So book a tour. Again, it's 115 Summit Avenue, right in downtown Summit. You can email them, team@thecoco.com. You can follow them on Facebook, Instagram, go to the website, book a tour. And any other last words, Lauren, about the COCO?
No, thank you. It's been an honor to get to know you through this business, so thanks for having me.
Thank you.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The first Democratic presidential debate kicking off in Miami tonight. It's a two-night affair. 10 of the Democratic hopefuls will debate tonight. The other 10 will be on the stage tomorrow. Both debates will begin at 9 p.m. Eastern and be shown on NBC networks. President Trump says he'll be watching tonight while he's flying to Japan for the G20 summit.
Actually be in a plane. It just seems very boring, but I'm going to watch it because I have to. That's part of my life.
But in that live phone interview heard on the Fox Business Network this morning, the president added,
"Do I want to watch it? Do I want to watch these people? That's a very unexciting group of people."
The U.S. is reportedly talking behind the scenes with North Korea about a possible third summit. The South Korean president saying today there's no reason to talk of a stalemate between the two nations, saying the two sides have been engaged in dialogue in regard to a third meeting. And this is USA Radio News.
Between the unbeatable performance and lower operating costs, electric cars are going places like never before. In fact, a survey by Drive Change Drive Electric tells us that 8 out of 10 Northeasterners agree electric is the future of automobiles. Travel expert Zach Houghton.
The vast majority of Northeast drivers, about 3 in 4, believe it's important to move towards electric cars, and 88% also want to reduce their vehicle emissions. So while drivers are interested in these cars, the problem is that most of them don't understand how and where to charge or even realize that charging stations are available to them.
Houghton told us a new campaign called Destination Electric hopes to change all that by celebrating businesses that support driving electric in communities across the Northeast.
Destination Electric businesses all have a storefront decal to alert visitors that charging is nearby. So far, over 100 local businesses have joined Destination Electric to demonstrate their support for electric cars and to let their customers know that they could be charging while they visit.
Visit Drive Electric US to learn more.
The National Rifle Association is shutting down its TV network, and it's cut ties with its principal spokesperson, Dana Lash. A report in the New York Times saying that NRA-TV may still continue to broadcast old content, but is ending its live productions. The NRA is also reportedly cutting ties with advertising company Ackerman McQueen, which had operated NRA-TV and employed Dana Lash. President Trump praising his next press secretary, talking with reporters yesterday, noting that Stephanie Grisham has been with his team from the start.
Over the last couple of years, she's worked for the First Lady, done a fantastic job. The First Lady loves her. I think she's been, just incredible. She's very talented.
Grisham is set to replace outgoing press chief Sarah Sanders, who announced she was stepping down from the post recently. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The U.S. State Department says there's international condemnation against the government in Caracas that continues to spend millions of dollars on that country's military to keep dictator Nicolas Maduro in power, sending nothing towards humanitarian aid. John Clemens has more on the story.
Special Representative for Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, says Maduro spent $209 million for an air defense system from Russia this week. Meanwhile, President Trump has ordered additional humanitarian aid for Venezuela.
The USNS Comfort hospital ship is heading into the Caribbean and South America and will dock at a number of ports to bring medical care to Venezuelan refugees and local residents, while Russia is sending its warship, the Gorshkov, and more military technicians.
Donations to religious organizations are down. The Giving USA Foundation's annual report on philanthropy finding religious donations dropping by nearly $2 billion last year. That was the first full year of the Federal Tax Cuts and Job Act of 2017. The law doubled the standard deductions for families, and that means many filers no longer need to itemize charitable donations. However, Giving USA Foundation's chair told the Christian Post other factors like a split in denominations and trouble within the Catholic Church were also likely factors. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat,